The scene changed, but the story remained the same.
2 plays away from being 3-3, and we were 1 from being 0-6.
On Sunday, Lambeau Field was the backdrop.
Frozen tundra, back home, baby, don't beat it.
It's the home of so many NFL legends.
What we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here.
Jags fans hope it was the site of their own rising star.
Gabbert throwing, got his man.
Playing Gabbert's best game points the arrow up.
I'm an unbelievable leader of this offense, and I'm excited for the things that he's going to do.
It's a silver lining. Now, there's hope that the script on the Jags story is about to change. This is Jaguars All Access.
There's nobody more competitive in this building than me, and this team is very competitive. We don't like what's happening.
Mike Mularkey today talking about no such thing as moral victories, and if there's one guy just as competitive as the coach, it's that kid right there, Blaine Gabbert, on Jaguars All Access right now. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. This is your home each Monday night for everything Jaguars. And you are a former player. You hate that term, moral victory, just as much as everybody else. But we all know Jacksonville out there feels much better about the Jags today, even at 1-6.
Well, they should. I think the defense 2 weeks in a row played well. The passing game, I think, really got in sync. But at the end of the day, it is a bottom-line business. You got to get the wins.
And they didn't get one last night, but we have a special guest in studio. And tonight, Wells Fargo welcomes our special guest, and that is Jaguars quarterback Blaine Gabbert. And Blaine, we were just talking right before the show, Lambeau Field. What do you make of Lambeau Field? Did you have fun playing there? It's so historic.
Yeah, it's a great environment. There's so much history within that stadium and that organization. It was a great place to play, a great venue. Of course, we'd like a different outcome. But it was a fun atmosphere.
All right, so I'm going to take you to the coin toss because, you know, while the coin toss is going on, we're busy watching to see who's got the ball, either you guys or the Packers. And you know what? I got to commend you for what you did. You had 2 kids that were the captain of the day that came out with the Green Bay Packers, and you went right to them and shook their hand before the game and took the time with them. I think people need to know that because, you've got a little brother. And to take the time, that means a lot to them, and I thank you for doing that. And I think a lot of the fans, I think, will appreciate that.
Yeah, it's you want to kind of make those kids have as much fun as possible. I know it's a unique experience for them to come out and kind of be a part of the coin toss. So I just wanted to make sure to introduce myself and wish them that they had a lot of fun.
The reason I say that is because I had a bad experience growing up, and I don't want to talk about that. So let's get to the game right now. Let's look at the G-Series Prime Plays of the Game.
Number 3, Jeremy Mincy. Good karma from being our guest on Jaguars All Access a week ago.
Yeah, possibly. A Mincy sack on 3rd and 10 here in the second quarter. They were down 14-3 at the time. And it ended the drive. And Blaine, you guys were able to take this and get a field goal. Sacks are big plays. And the back-to-back play on play number 2, Andre Branch.
What a moment here, the hat trick.
With a little action. You know, his first NFL sack. This is the trifecta. It's not just a sack. It's a sacked. Sack caused fumble, recovered fumble, and this was 1:03 before the half. And Blaine, you've got to love it when you get the ball at point-blank range.
Yeah, it's great. Anytime the defense can force a turnover, especially in the other team's territory, it makes it a lot easier for the offense to put points on the board.
And play number 1, always fun to see the big fellas catching a touchdown pass.
All right, we got to look at this as a smart board. I mean, were you nervous? I mean, you're 21 seconds left in the half here, and yeah, you had to put a little air under it because the guy hadn't quite gotten his head turned around yet. Were you nervous that he was going to catch it?
No, he's very athletic for being 320-some-odd pounds. And it was just one of those plays where they brought pressure off the edge, and I just had to put enough air on it for him to get his head around and make a play.
So catch.
The offensive line had to be, pushing for this play in the game plan.
Yeah, they're
with Guy Wimper having a chance, one of their guys to have a chance.
They get really excited about it, and I think this is Guy's second catch. For us, he had one last year on Monday night, so he's 2 for 2 right now.
That's pretty good. You got to get it to him more often. Now for our Xfinity Speed play of the game, the more traditional wide receiver, Cecil Shorts' breakout season continues, Jeff.
He was spectacular, but he did have the one drop on the long ball, Blaine. But, looking at your receiver, Cecil obviously didn't start the year out as a starter, but he's quickly developing, and you and him seem to have a rapport not like quite any of the others so far.
He's been doing a great job, and he works his tail off in practice week in and week out, day in and day out, and showing on Sundays. And he's just going to keep getting better and better every week, and Look forward to throwing in more balls throughout the year.
I think I'm pretty sure on this, but looking at the receivers around the league, I think he is third in the National Football League with a 20 yards per catch average. Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive.
It's great, and what he's been able to do is get some yards after the catch. Make a couple guys miss, and like in the Annapolis game, for instance, he made a guy miss with the safeties and took it to the house for a touchdown.
That's the thing. He's making some big plays, too, at mm-hmm. important times. Now, listen, you've been through a lot in the first couple mm-hmm. of years as an NFL quarterback. I know you wanted to get the win yesterday, but it must feel good to at least play well. 300-yard game, first one of your career.
It was the first one, but kind of like we've said all along, there are no moral victories in the NFL. It's such a production-driven industry. You need wins to really feel satisfied on a Monday. We always have that bitter taste in our mouth when we come back home after a tough loss like that.
Well, you impressed me because 1 week ago at Oakland, you didn't finish the game. The reports are that you got a labrum tear, and I don't want to cost you $10,000 by having you talk about it. But you obviously have a left shoulder issue. You were able to practice all of last week. Physically, how did you come out of the game?
I felt great. It's just something that kind of got to block out. It's mind over matter at that point. And we had a great week of practice leading up into this game. It's unfortunate that we couldn't pull it out in the end.
So this was a big game for you. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because, you know, the national pundits that made comments last year that said, you're skittish, you're not tough. You know, and don't lie to us now. Do you ever want to just say, you know what, hey, take that?
It's part of the business. But at the same time, you do want to prove yourself, not only to them, but really the guys in the locker room, the 53 guys that are on the field with you every Sunday, the coaching staff and the management. And I felt it was my job to go out there and play. And try and do my best to win the football game.
And we talked to a lot of those guys in the locker room, and they said just that. It's good coming from the leader, the quarterback of this football team. How about Justin Blackmon? Got off to a good start. Three mm-hmm. catches in the first quarter, four catches overall for 67 yards. How's the rapport with the first-round draft pick?
He's doing a good job. And when you want to build chemistry with receivers, it's a constant process. Week in and week out, you have to work with them and get the timing down on certain routes, specific routes. And he's just going to keep getting better and better. He's still a rookie, and we're still young in this season. We still have a lot of ball left, and he's just going to continue to get better and help us out on offense.
Yeah, and there's still a lot to build there between you and him, because there were some plays that weren't so good. Dan Dierdorf took a few pot shots at Justin Blackmon for his effort late in that ball game. He had an opportunity right here to double tap his feet and come in bounds. If he didn't have a size 15, that's probably in.
Yeah, it's too big a feet.
But there's still a lot to develop between you and him. You guys haven't worked that long together.
Exactly, and that just comes with spending time with each other. Like I said, he is still a rookie, and the more time we spend with each other in practice, the better we're going to get together.
Obviously, you're still not making enough plays because you've lost four games in a row. 1-6 as a football team. How frustrating is it to be so close at times and just not make the winning play? Not you individually. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about as a football
team. It's extremely frustrating. And Coach Mularkey told us we're inches away, and we all know that. We're a play here, a play there from being 3-3, 4-3. It's just there's so many different scenarios that can go on in your head and throughout a game. But you just have to capitalize when those opportunities present themselves. There's always going to be one, two, or three games in any football game that are going to decide the outcome. You don't know when they're going to be, but you have to be ready and prepared when they do come.
And football's not rocket science. I mean, here's Rashad Jennings. You had the fumble that would have been the ball right at the 20-yard line. A little bit later on, all of a sudden, you have a blocked punt. You have a penalty that negates a caused mm-hmm. fumble, recovered fumble. And then you have an interference call at the end of the game that would have given you guys the ball back on the third down against William Middleton. I mean, if you just don't make those plays or make them plays, all of a sudden you could have went to Lambeau, you know, and beat a really good football team and maybe the best quarterback in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Packers are a great football team, and none of the guys on this football team are trying to make mistakes. I know I'm not, and they're not. And the physical mistakes are correctable. Nobody's trying to mess up and not do their job out there, and we're all, trust me, giving 110% effort every play, and that's what something that you can build on. When guys are selling out, giving that type of effort week in and week out, there's a core thing to build on right there, and that's what we're looking forward to for the rest of the season.
And that's a good sign. More with Blaine Gabbert coming up. It's time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question, including Blaine Gabbert. There are three former Missouri quarterbacks active in the NFL right now. Wonder if he can answer this. Who are they? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com. You could win a $100 gift certificate from Football Fanatics. So much more to come right here on Jaguars All Access with Blaine Gabbert.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access, Blaine Gabbert made some big plays on Sunday against Green Bay. The quarterback is going to be the topic of the smart board with Jeff. Plus, we're going inside the Jaguars locker room at Lambeau Field to hear from the Jags. But first, here are the Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
Let's go now. We got work to do.
Two balls in the house, baby.
I'm about making plays.
You ready, Nick?
Let's go, man. Let's go, man. Let's go.
Every time we motion across, they bring in a safety on the inside.
This go over the middle. Got his man. He's the rookie, Justin Blackmon. Rodgers pulls it down and goes down. Inside the 40-yard line, Jeremy Mincy.
Great job right there. Great job. Keep working right there.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Seems to be good for him.
Gabbert throwing. Got his man. Inside the 20 to the 15, Cecil Shorts. It is ruled a touchdown.
Guy
Wimper made the catch.
Oh, an offensive lineman's dream.
Jacksonville will fall to 1-6.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by Everbank, King, lending, and investing. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid.
Jags back at home this week. The Detroit Lions coming to town. There are still a lot of great seats left. Just log on to Jaguars.com or call the ticketing office at 904-633-2000. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Loggeman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. And Jeff, you got a smart kid over there ready to break down some plays.
Yeah, I was kind of joking around with Blaine not too long ago because now he's actually past half my age. Imagine that. All right, we got Blaine up here at Smart Board. And, Blaine, I've got a couple plays picked out. And the reason I picked these one out because Mike Mularkey, during the bye, talked extensively about he wanted you to run more. And, obviously, he said that before you hurt shoulder. But what impressed me is that you actually ran to create time from the pocket and complete the ball down the field. Is that something you consciously tried to do more of after this bye week?
Yes, when you can maintain and be a run pass threat when you're outside the pocket, it puts a lot of stress on the defense. And when you see zone coverages like this, it's all about finding zones, finding throwing lanes. And when you get outside the pocket and press line of scrimmage, the defender's tendency, they suck up on you, and that's when you have the ability to dump it over the top.
All right, well, something funny happens here because at the very beginning of this play, the snap. What happened here?
It was a quick snap, and I actually was misaligned. I was a little off center right there. And
there's the center.
That's 100% on the quarterback.
And you're probably peeking at a coverage, I would guess.
Mm-hmm, and I got to get the coverage down. And
but this is what I liked right here. And people are wondering, what do you mean by it forces the coverage? He's creeping up. He's creeping up, and it opens a lane back over here to Cecil.
When you see the drop eight, three-man rush, you know you're going to have time, and you know you're going to have running lanes. And when you see kind of the parting of the Red Sea right there, you're going to run up, try and find the lane, but when you saw the DB suck up, Cecil had a nice co-route right behind him.
Here's one at the red zone, and this is one that with a four-man rush, this is just being heads up. You know, you end up creating space, and it's tough on defenders because Mike Thomas is able to run away from two guys because you extended the play with your legs. Mike doesn't make this catch, but it gave you an opportunity with your legs.
Yeah, this is another example of just putting stress on the defense, and if I hadn't have thrown that ball, I would have had a nice crease right there. But hindsight's always 20/20. Just the more I can do with my feet to put stress on the defenders, it's going to help our team.
This is the one that I like because it was impromptu. You get a little bit of pressure. You wanted to make a throw to Justin here. It wasn't open. You pulled it back down, and all of a sudden, you know that Jalen Parmalee, who is your safety valve, do you know he's there when you're escaping immediately?
Yeah, it's just part of our progression, and my reads weren't there to my right, so I got flushed a little bit, but immediately my eyes go to the running back, and It wasn't the prettiest of throws, but it did the job and converted on a third down.
All right, well, here it is, the touchdown of Guy Wimper. And the first thing that came to my mind when I looked at this play is Guy Wimper is not selling run. But on the previous play, he lined up exactly like that. So the defense thought maybe it's going to be the same play again.
It's all about the perception, and he did a great job right there on the defensive end, pulling him down, and they brought corner pressure off the edges. And this is just up to me buying some time and giving him enough air so he can make a great catch.
All right, well, thank you for spending time with me at SmartBoard. And Film Room Friday coming up this week at Jaguars.com. I got a lot more from the Green Bay Packers game, so you want to check it out at Jaguars.com, Film Room Friday. And now let's go to the locker room to hear from some of Blaine's teammates about him.
Tell you, that's the type of guy that Blaine is. I mean, unbelievable guy, unbelievable leader of this offense, and I'm excited for the things that he's going to do.
He's still a young quarterback. You know, he's showing signs of he can be one of the elite quarterbacks in this league. I mean, it's gonna take time, but he's showing that he's ready and willing to take that major step.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Quick reminder here, fans, don't forget to use your reward and teal deals at Everbank Field on game day and online. For more information, head to Jaguars.com and register today. And now let's have some more fun here on Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, Jeff Lagerman, and you know this guy, the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Blaine Gabbert. Let's talk a little bit more about football. You are a fiery guy. I know you don't like to lose, but every guy that we've talked to over the last couple of years says he takes command in the huddle. Where does the fire come from, the leadership come from for you?
I just think I'm extremely competitive, and I expect a lot of great things out of myself and the guys around me, and they do the same. That's why I think we've made it this far in our career and be able to achieve playing in the NFL is because we are so competitive. We all want to be the best possible. We all want to achieve all of our goals, and that just comes with the position, having the command of the huddle, really grabbing the attention of everybody else in there.
You had a career best game, a little over 300 yards passing, so you think you've arrived?
No, no, far from it.
That's the answer I wanted to hear, because, I mean, there's a lot of work to do. I mean, playing that position is so hard. I mean, you know, after having played the game professionally for 10 years and to watch what you guys have to learn, I mean, it's a tremendous amount. I mean, you've got to basically run. You're the captain of the ship.
Yeah, and it's the way I look at it, it's a new season every week. That game is the only one that matters. You can't worry or dwell on the fact that we've lost a couple in a row. You have to come to work with the same mindset week in and week out, regardless of the situation you're in, and prepare your hardest, because every football team in the NFL is extremely talented, regardless of the record. Everybody has elite players, and so you really have to focus on that game and that game only.
Off the field,
he was quick with a no there. I like that.
He was, which is good. He's got a long way to go. Off the field, you have a passion for the military, which is great in this area. Why the military? I know you have a buddy that just went to the Army Rangers. Mm-hmm. Why is that your passion off the field?
Really, just because of my friends. They've chosen that route. A couple of my friends went to West Point, and then another buddy is an Army Ranger, and he went and enlisted after college. So having some of my best friends kind of go through that and do all those tough things, it just really kind of shown me a deep appreciation for what they do in all facets of it.
And they do a great job. For appearing on tonight's show, you will receive a limited edition Buehler Swiss watch. Buehler Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. So get a nice watch. Maybe you can go fishing with Jeff. With that watch. No, take the watch off. That's right. Still more to come here on Jaguars All Access. We'll hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher, and we'll have the images of the week. Make sure you stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. All last year, we had guests as part of the Florida Dairy Council's Fuel Up the Play 60 program. No kids tonight, but stay tuned for our special guests throughout the season. All right, time to get in the zone. Johnny O looked like a Raider fan a couple of weeks ago, a cheesehead last week, and 2 days away from Halloween, he dressed up like John Osher. He's in the Seabest Ozone.
I'm John Osher from Jaguars All Access, and tonight's Ozone question comes from Gilbert from Jacksonville. John, Blaine Gabbert looked great Sunday. Was that breakout game we've all been waiting for? Look, I know we're worn out on Gabbert talk tonight. Blaine is probably worn out on Gabbert talk. But you asked, so my answer is this. I don't know that an NFL quarterback can have a breakout game and a loss. But above that, I don't know that Gabbert needs to break out. He needs to keep getting better, and he needs to show he can make plays to consistently lead this team. Gabbert did that on Sunday. He had big-time throws, and there were times you could see the learning right before your eyes. I really liked the play in the first half when Gabbert started to run, then saw Mike Thomas near the end zone. Thomas dropped the pass, but Gabbert made a play that showed he was seeing the field. If you couple that with an early effort against Oakland, the last two games may have been the best stretch in the NFL for Gabbert. That suspiciously looks like real progress. And if that's what it is, well, I'll take that over a breakout game any day.
Thanks a lot, Johnny O. Time now for the G-Series Prime headlines. The Jags are back at the bank this week, finally. But they got to play better at home. Winless in Jacksonville so far this year. And it's a big test this week for the Jags. Calvin Johnson, they call him Megatron, and he comes to town. Let's go full circle on this show. Jeff, you started by telling everybody what Blaine Gabbert did in Green Bay before the coin toss. And the Jaguars in general do such a great job in the community. There's a young lady out there named Jaden Scott. She is fighting cancer. And she visited with you and the Jags during training camp. Mm-hmm. And she's back in the hospital tonight. We want to send well wishes to her and a shout out. So you guys have developed a pretty good relationship, haven't
you? Yeah, Jaden's such a sweet girl. And the football team, the whole organization sends our best wishes to her. And hopefully she starts feeling better and gets healthy soon.
Yeah, and I know it means a lot to her to have a shout-out. Tyson Alualu was over there as well earlier this afternoon. Hey, go get a win on Sunday, okay?
Yes, sir.
Playing well? Can you keep it going?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I expect better. More.
The arrow is pointing up.
Always.
These guys will go at it. For Blaine Gabbert, thanks for having us, coming in for us. And Jeff Lagerman, of course, I'm Brent Martineau. Let's leave you with some of the images of the week.